This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Can you believe that we are already closing out the first month of the new year, the first month of the new decade? It just flew by, and I thought there would be no better way to close out the month than with a very simple success maxim. You've heard me say many times that 2020 is our year of action. And I know that can be overcomplicated. It can also be incredibly simple. But I'll be the first one to say that sometimes when I have a goal in mind or something I want to achieve, I feel like I have to figure it all out first, right? And we talked about this the other day when we were saying that action creates clarity. We don't necessarily have to have the perfect clarity in order to move forward. But one of my goals in 2020 for Primal Potential is to double our podcast listener base. And it can be very tempting to overcomplicate that. Well, how? What are all of the strategies we're going to do? And when are we going to do them? And what rate of growth can we expect to see in the first few months? And this, that, and the other thing. It can be paralyzing to overcomplicate it. So today, I want to close out the first month of the year with an incredibly simple success maxim. Ready for it? Know what you want and keep your energy there daily. Know what you want and keep your energy there daily. And I know I said the other day we don't have to have perfect clarity in order to take action and that action itself creates clarity. That is very true. Knowing what we want doesn't require that we have clarity on exactly everything we're going to do to get there. Knowing what you want could mean that you want to be healthier than you've ever been in 2020, or that you want to start a business in 2020. You don't have to have clarity on every aspect of what that business will be and how it will serve, who it will serve, and how it will serve those people. But at a very high level, know what you want and then keep your energy there daily. Your energy will also go elsewhere, right? But just like if you are getting married or having a baby, you think about that every day. Your energy is there daily, even when it is also invested in your job and your family and everything you need to get done. This doesn't mean it's the only place your energy is, but you have to know what you want and keep your energy there daily. Many people will go off course because they have this big goal, this ambition, this plan, but their energy is not there daily. In fact, their energy might be someplace else altogether, their work instead of their health. But it also could be not on what they want, but on what they don't want, right? So if there's something that you want related to your health, keeping your energy there daily does not mean that you're thinking of all the things you've done wrong, all the opportunities you've missed and where you've dropped the ball. No, keeping your energy there daily means keeping your energy on what you want, not on what you don't want. So let's go through a few examples of what this can look like, knowing what you want and keeping your energy there daily. I already shared with you guys a business example from my own life. I want to double the reach of my podcast in 2020. I do not have the path. I do not know exactly how that's going to happen. I don't know every step. I don't have a big detailed plan for it. And I can keep my energy there daily. Having my energy there daily does not mean that I'm focused on the lack of growth or uncertainty or not knowing what to do. keeping my energy there daily is simply saying this year, I will double my podcast listener base. What can I do to make that improvement today? How can I grow today? What is an idea that I could do today to reach one new person, or 10 new people, or a new group of people, or a new audience altogether? It could mean, am I paying attention to what is happening? Where am I at right now? Where was I at last week? It could mean asking myself, is there someone that I can connect with today who can help? Know what you want and keep your energy there daily. That first part, most of us have down. It's that second part that we disconnect from and then fail to make progress. If what you want is a relationship improvement, let's say you want more passion and or more ease in your relationship. Do you have to know how? No. Do you have to define the precise path? You have to say, okay, we're going to do date nights and we're going to, you know, connect every morning and we're going to have sex this many times a week. No, you don't have to know all of that. You can. It's not going to hurt. But what you need to do is know that you want it and then keep your energy there daily. I want to have more passion and more ease in my relationship. What can I do or not do today to make that happen? Your energy is not there on what you want, more passion and more ease in your relationship, when you're not keeping it top of mind, when you're just going through the motions. Your energy is not there when you're seeing all that is wrong or that annoys you, when you're focused on everything that's irritating. Know that you want more passion and ease and keep your energy on the passion and ease that you desire daily. For your health, this is such an easy one to overcomplicate and then do nothing because we're not sure what we should do. That won't work. You can be as general or as specific as serves you, right? It could be as general as, I want to be healthier than I've ever been in 2020. Or it could be, I want to lose 30 pounds. Or I want to be able to do a pull-up. Keep your energy there daily. When I had goals of weight loss, my energy was not on what I wanted daily. My energy was usually on the temptations, the frustrations, the disappointment, the strategy. But, you know, this has come up several times this year already, living in day-tight containers, right? Day-tight compartments from the book that I mentioned, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie. You don't have to continue to give away all of this energy to yesterday and tomorrow and what might happen next week. If you want to be healthier than you've ever been in 2020, keep your energy there daily. What could I do today to be a little bit healthier than I was yesterday? That can mean anything. It could be drinking more water. It could be meditating. It could be making sure you have vegetables at every meal. You don't have to have this religious-like adherence to a set of predefined principles or rules. Keep your energy there daily. If you want to be able to do a pull-up, your energy is not there daily when you're thinking about how you can't and doubting if you'll ever be able to do one. I'm going to do a pull-up this year. Okay, so what can you do about that today? Maybe today is eating in a way that facilitates fat loss because, hey, dropping some LBs can help with that pull-up goal if you're carrying extra weight, right? Or maybe today you kind of missed the boat on the nutrition stuff, or the nutrition stuff's already handled. That's an old hat. It's not an area where you need to create any improvement, but you can work on your back, strengthening your back in little ways. Like maybe your goal for today is to have good posture throughout the day and check yourself right now, because I'm telling you right now, that strengthens your back. I mean, I could go off on a total sidebar about this. I remember sitting with a bunch of folks in the Masters Club probably about a year ago, and I said to them, you know, like, everybody kind of come to the edge of your seat, sit up straight, shoulders back and down, chest up, And inevitably, after just 30 or 40 seconds, a lot of people were feeling fatigue from that posture. And that's a sign that, you know, your back muscles aren't super strong. So you can work on something like that. But know what you want and keep your energy there daily. We need to stop overcomplicating things. It doesn't matter what the goal is. If your goal is related to money and you want to be in a better financial position at the end of 2020 than you are right now, keep your energy there daily. Maybe today it means closing out that online shopping cart and not buying anything. Maybe today it means taking all your spare change to the bank, getting it rolled up, putting it in a savings account, something along those lines. We don't have to have this rigorous, detailed, extensive plan or program. Know what you want and keep your energy there daily. One of my dear friends, Brett Thomas, says, you've got to tell at least 3 people. Whatever it is that you want, tell at least 3 people. Talk about it often. Ask them to ask you how you're doing. A goal is far more powerful when it lives outside your mind, because inside your mind, we can kind of just like sweep it under the rug, not hold ourselves accountable. For my other business outside of Primal Potential, I tell everybody what my goals are. It makes me work a little bit harder. It makes me pay more attention. I'm more likely to think about it daily when other people know about it than if I can just kind of dismiss it. Not this month, maybe next month. Tell people about it. The other piece of this is you've got to ask yourself, how will you keep your energy there? I don't have any doubt that you will struggle or you won't struggle identifying what you want. In fact, you probably think, gosh, there's so many things that I want. Me too. It's one of the reasons that I journal about my goals every single morning. But how will you keep your energy there daily? Because we don't intend to drift, right? We don't intend to forget about that thing that we wanted. We don't intend to forget about our New Year's resolutions. So what will you do to keep your energy there daily? When I was getting out of debt, it was a spreadsheet that I updated weekly but looked at daily. For the number of podcasts that I want to record before the baby, I have it on a blackboard in my office and I update it every single day. Even if it's the same number, like let's say, you know, I started with, I don't even remember, 150 podcasts or something like that. It was a high number. If I didn't record one that day, I would erase it and rewrite 150. It was just part of how I kept my energy there daily. And I still, to this day, have targets and goals on the chalkboard in my office that I update. For my goal of doubling podcast listeners, we have a digital dashboard. So it's online and we update it weekly, but I look at it daily. I just mentioned for my personal goals, I journal about them every morning. My business coach has an audio that he listens to every morning when he's going to the bathroom and brushing his teeth. So he recorded himself with this positive message of like, you know, who he wants to be, but also his goals. And it's a few minutes long, and he just opens up his phone and presses play when he's going to the bathroom and brushing his teeth in the morning. Doesn't matter how you keep your energy there daily, but that you do. In the 12 weeks to transformation, we talk a lot about consistency. And consistency seems to be the thing that holds most of us back when we aren't getting the results that we want. You know, we do well for a little bit, we drift for a little bit. And the fact of consistency is that it's nothing more than returning. Consistency is nothing more than continuously coming back, continuously re-engaging. So look, I'm not saying that by keeping your energy there daily, you're going to crush it and hit it out of the park every single day. You probably won't. But you come back again the next day, and you come back again the next day, and you refuse to allow yourself to drift from what you want the way you have in the past. That even when your actions do not support that thing you want, you are still keeping your energy on what you want every single day. It's not more complicated than this. Gary Vee was so funny on a podcast that he did back in, I think, December. He was saying, you know, everybody thinks it needs to be so complicated. And it's no different than if I got hired to go, this is what he's saying, if I got hired to go speak at some like health conference and they were going to pay me seven figures to get up there and talk about how you can be healthy, nobody wants to hear that it's as simple as eating better consistently and moving your body more. But it is. And I would echo that success is just as simple. Know what you want and keep your energy there daily. Challenge yourself every single day. Ask that simple question. Okay, so what's one thing I can do? I'm not going to double my podcast listener base today, but what is one thing that I'm able and willing to do today? Today. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be grand. Success is far simpler than many of us are making it out to be. It's about continuing. It's about showing up every day. It's as simple as knowing what you want and keeping your energy there daily. Even if you just put that on a post-it on your bathroom mirror, know what you want and keep your energy there daily. And then when you see it every morning and every night, ask yourself, what do I want? Has my energy been there today? What's one thing I can do as I go through this day to make a difference? To take a step forward. To be in action that leads me to my goal. Know what you want and keep your energy there daily. I'm in it with you. I'm right there with you. If you've got questions about this, if you have examples that you want to talk through, do not hesitate to let me know. That's what our Saturday shows are for. We would love to hear from you. You can go to primalpotential.com/inbox, and we will absolutely dive into whatever it is that you want to follow up on. But in the meantime, know what you want and keep your energy there daily.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.